This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Before you go.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice Morning Show. It is 7:07 and it is Friday morning. If you're calling number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. You get a pair of tickets for Daryl Hall and John Oates. Oh, you make my dreams. Oh, my God. I was singing this song yesterday to John and Richard. You make my dreams come true. As they were digging up a tree in my yard.
Oh.
I had a dream that that tree wasn't there anymore. And they made my dream come true. Aw. Daryl Hall and John Oates with special guest Squeeze.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and... Oh, boy.
Come on.
This is crazy. And KT Tunstall.
Boo, I want to hear Squeeze.
I know. Right,
yeah.
Here.
The steeple, the laundry on the hill, boards and the buildings, memories of it still keep calling.
I love these guys.
Calling. Forget it all. I know I will.
Oh,
tempted
by the food of another.
Tempted, but the truth is discovered. What's been going on?
Go, Yuzi.
Now that you are gone, there's no other girls. We have a studio audience.
We do. So it's Daryl Hall and John Oates, a special guest, Squeeze, and KT Tunstall. June 10th, Shoreline Amphitheater. Tickets go on sale today.
So fun.
At 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. And picking up the phones is our dear, darling, wonderful, legendary, amazing, adorable intern, Anthony.
Yeah.
Anthony's last day is today. Mm-hmm. This is the last contest he's going to pick up your phone calls
on. How do you feel about that? I got your mic on.
Oh, it's surreal. It hasn't hit me yet.
Aww. Are you going to be sad?
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
Anthony.
But I'm never going to admit it. Oh, I used to just admit it. Yeah.
But continue to not admit it. That's part of your adorableness. You did a boy. What a last week you had too. You had to do a movie review. That was
stellar.
I'm still seeking redemption from that. Yeah.
Did anybody say anything to you about it?
It was the cutest movie review I ever heard. Well, I don't know much about movies and I don't know much about acting. But.
I think Bryn was my favorite. I'm like, Bryn, how was it? He's like, terrible.
Perfect. So you know funny. What it was? Perfectly terrible.
Yeah. Thank you.
So you can only go up right there, right?
I went home and watched it again.
Oh, the movie?
Yeah.
You weirdo.
So the movie he reviewed was The Lighthouse, which is apparently some artsy indie looking flick about two dudes in a lighthouse and mermaid sex. So it's sad, but he loves it. His mom was like, that is the worst movie ever.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony loved it.
Right.
So Anthony, thank you. It has been a delight having you here. You are a great kid.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
A great
guys.
Young man, thank I you. Should say.
I need to give a special thank you to the Broadway Plaza Starbucks and Walnut Creek.
Oh yeah, why?
Oh, wow.
Because Anthony's manager, Nicole, has accommodated him and his schedule and our schedule to let him work here.
Oh,
thank you, Nicole.
So Nicole, thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah, and she's listening.
Sup, Starbucks?
Awesome. Hey, Starbucks.
Yo, Starbucks.
Nicole at Starbucks.
That's where I'll be. That's where I'll be at.
Now back to work. Back to the real world. Anthony, I love Anthony.
I know he's
Anthony. Tony. Tonight, I know that the world has been waiting for this, and finally, the world is going to get it.
What is it?
The series premiere on Netflix of The Goop Lab with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, dear Lord.
Listen, this isn't just about Gwyneth. I mean, it is. It's totally about Gwyneth. But this is about the people who are out there finding the weirdness in the world. Experience. This one chick, I guess she goes somewhere and she takes like a bunch of mushrooms. And this is apparently one of the things that happens on the Scoop Show. She takes a bunch of mushrooms and she comes to from the whole thing. She's like sobbing on the ground and they, you know, film the whole trip. Oh, she gets up. She's like, that was like 5 years of therapy. That was awesome.
Oh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That, you know, there's a place, I'm not even going to say where because I don't know if they're illegal. Medicinal mushrooms are being sold.
They are decriminalized in Oakland. I know that.
This isn't Oakland.
Oh, okay. I think I've heard that before.
But that's probably not the only place. It's psilocybin. I
did them.
Yeah, I never did anything
I liked
to trip
them.
On.
I've done them.
They're disgusting,
they're
though.
Awful.
So there's an actual, like,
vomit factor.
It's like, try putting dust in your mouth.
Yeah.
Like a handful of dust.
Can you mix them into a smoothie or
probably,
something?
Probably.
Yeah, I've done that with
orange juice.
Orange juice. Something about the acidity of the orange juice.
I heard.
Makes it, kicks up and makes it happen faster.
Oh, boy. Mm. Well, I don't need that anymore.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Yeah. Psilocybin.
Yes, anyway, you can buy them. They're around.
Yeah, sure.
So I guess, you know, Goop is on the cutting edge of info.
They went somewhere, though. It was out of the country. I don't. Yeah. So, but she took what was called a medicinal dose or therapeutic dose.
Like it's they're probably, what do they call that?
Like a gram.
Microdosing with LSD is what people are doing.
Uh-huh.
They're probably microdosing.
Yeah. Well, this didn't, from the description I read, it sounded like this therapeutic dose is a cup of it.
Oh, yeah. It's.
Psilocybin.
It's a bigger dose.
I truly don't know, but I will be finding out by watching The Goop Lab with Gwyneth Paltrow tonight on Netflix.
Just what you said. Oakland passed a resolution to effectively decriminalize psychedelic mushrooms and other psychoactive plants and fungi.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I have a friend.
It was just, I think, just 3 months ago. Or
it was last year.
November.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, a couple brothers that grew up in Florida, and they said they used to go out and just collect these things.
Oh, they grow in the wild.
They grow where cows poop.
I never trust.
They go right out of cow poop.
I never trust anything that anybody has picked in the wild, as far as mushrooms go. Because there's ones that, those death cap ones, look just like this other, like, widely available, not death cap one. And they say it's a long, slow, horrible death.
Are you afraid this would be John's version of the taking a hike?
Taking a hike. Yeah, Sarah loves to forage for fungus. No, I don't. And I wouldn't know he did this to me. Let's go for a hike, honey. That's Gwyneth. That's Gwyneth doing the harmony on that. He didn't even pitch her down so far in the mix. It just makes you wonder.
So, again, what is this on Netflix? What's it on?
It's on Netflix, which means the whole season drops, right? Don't they do the whole season at once on Netflix?
Ugh.
Oh, by the way, I love when they drop the whole season because I just love to binge. One place I will not be able to do that is on CBS All Access, where I watched the first episode of Picard last night.
And?
Great. I'm excited.
You're in.
Yeah. He has a dog he named Number One.
Oh, good.
And the dog is adorable.
He loves saying it.
Yeah,
he misses his buddy.
It's good. It's I thought it was good so far. I've only watched the first episode, but it's setting up for a pretty cool arc.
Okay.
But man, he's 79. Like, that is...
How sad is that I look like him?
Well, you don't look 79. You look like a young Picard. And it's funny because they showed some shots of young Picard as they were, like, kind of doing a retrospective on his career, like this news agency. Because he's left Starfleet. He walked off in a huff over this thing where they didn't rescue the Romulans. I'm not really giving much away. So he's getting interviewed about it and he gets real mad, but they were showing, like, old pictures of him, like, from 30 years ago when that show was on. I mean, that show, didn't we find out it started in, like, 86 or something? Like, 86 to 93 or 87 to 94.
I don't even know.
But so then, you know, he was our age, Vin. Like, I thought he was old man at that time. And no, it turns out he was our age, and we're not old, so how could he have been old? But it's funny because you do really, I mean,
is stunning. Even I'm surprised.
Yeah. The best costume you ever wore was the Jean-Luc Picard uniform, the Star Trek uniform. I think I have like 11,000 likes on that picture of you.
Too bad the only picture we took is me outside the bathroom.
Oh, no, it's great. It looked like you were on a starship. Like,
no,
it looked
it didn't.
Futuristic. Sure, it did.
We could have done it behind a Alice sign, and it would have been useful.
Well,
instead.
It's hard to catch you, Vinny.
That is true.
We gotta
get
you
where I can. I stalked you outside the bathroom. I got a story about Robert Downey Jr. It's good to be rich. It really is. You know what you can do when you're rich?
Anything
you want. Exactly. He has accumulated a massive Malibu estate. I guess he got the first place, and then he just started buying the properties at the end of the cul-de-sac. And now he's got, which, look, I mean, 7 acres is not exactly a giant farm or anything.
Are we talking about on the beach or in the hills? Because the hills are probably more likely.
Directly across the street from the ocean. This is on the PCH.
Okay.
And it's on a part of the PCH where there aren't, or at least that's what it looks like from these overhead shots. So from the house, he has an ocean view. It goes down this long rolling to the PCH and then out to the ocean. And it's where there aren't houses. You know how part of the PCH, they're right in Malibu. It's all houses on the ocean side.
Yeah.
It's past that. It looks like, I'll hand you some of these pictures in a second.
I know the area well, so I'm sure I've been there.
So he has accumulated 7 acres. He's in total, he spent about $13.4 million on these surrounding properties. So he started with the one house, and I don't know if he tore down other houses or just bought land, although it looks like he must have torn down houses because it's thickly settled around him. His main house is a modest place. I mean, you know, modest by Malibu standards. 3 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms. It's a ranch house.
The thing about beach houses, and plenty of people don't give a crap, but the ones that do, your front yard's the beach.
Mm. Yeah.
You can't beat that if you're into the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
So,
beautiful.
You know.
So, I mean, on the property, there are other houses, and they actually just completed a... You know what it reminds me of? The Flintstones house on 280.
Oh, what?
Yeah. It's also, you know, here, I'll hand it to you. So anyway, basically, since 09, he's accumulated all these other properties. This is, they call it the west end of the beach town. And he has turned it into an animal sanctuary. He removed
that's so sweet.
All the buildings, most of the buildings. There is a guest house. There's like a sports arena sort of basketball court slash tennis court slash whatever the hell he wants to do on it court. And then can you see that if you look at the top of that picture, that's the PCH.
Okay. So that's the ocean side.
So the ocean is on that side. And he's basically clear cut that to the ocean. And there are animal pens there that you can see. And then on the lower left side of that photo, you can see the new dwelling that's been built. It's all, you know what I mean about the Flintstone house? It's all curved. It has a curved top.
Oh, so that's a dwelling. That looks more like a sand trap on a golf course.
That is, look at it in a reverse way, and it actually pops up from the world. I have some shots of it from the front. And his actual house is at the top of that long stretch of grass that stretches to the highway. And it's nestled into some trees. But he basically says he spends... The 7-acre compound includes multiple homes, ample amount of space for his zoo. Mm. He has pigs, pygmy goats, chickens, 2 cats named Montgomery and D'Artagnan. They've got alpacas there. Here's a couple more shots of it, Vin, if you want to take a look. And this is, I think this is People Magazine, Yuzi. Am I right?
Let me see. Let me see the printing on that. That actually doesn't look like People Magazine printing, but sorry, I can't see it from here. You know what I'm looking at right now is on YouTube, there's a tour of his house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, there's a shot in this thing where, I mean, the funny, look, he's with 2 pigs, and they actually look like wild boars. They don't even look necessarily, they're very furry. And he is in a, you know, the Riddler suit, the body cleaning suit, where, and it just got little question marks all over it. His is that, except it has shamrocks all over it. I don't understand it. I mean, I guess that's his animal, if he needs to get away real quick.
His animal onesie.
His animal onesie is just a long bodysuit.
I wonder how much in donations he made to the Malibu City Council
to be able to
tear down properties and build a farm.
Mm-hmm. I wonder that as well.
I bet.
He's got plenty of millions.
Right.
So 300 of them.
Mm. Oh, is that all?
Mm-hmm.
The home that he actually lives in was previously owned by Mark Harmon's sister, Kelly, who revamped the house before selling. Bleached oak floors, limestone designs in the mansion. Converted an old barn into a 2-bedroom guest house. They say, a multiplex court for basketball and tennis. And then there's this space age looking house. Here's a shot of it. Kind of, you can see the rounded up house.
Oh, now you can see it. Sure.
Yeah. So.
And what's in there again?
That's just a home. I don't know if the intention is that. Here's a better picture of it.
rip this apart here.
He's a music guy, so I bet somewhere on this property is an elaborate studio.
Well, let's hope so. Everybody needs a jam.
Yeah.
Let's see. It's a unique one-story home. It's located.
That's the pool house.
Yeah, located basically. It's bigger than the main house, it looks like, but it is. It's the one with the pool.
Uh-huh.
Grand pool area, fence pastures, 12 horse stalls, a veggie garden. Of course there is.
Uh-huh.
And he says his role in Doolittle came somewhat naturally after he read the script and talked to his animals about whether or not he should do it.
That's
he says,
funny.
I basically live on a rescue farm. And I look out and the alpacas are looking at me and I'm like, all right, it's a new adventure. Something new to try, new degree of difficulty. It's good to be Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
You know, he can have a lush, beautiful homestead and save animals too.
And probably writes it off.
Yeah. Speaking of living arrangements, Amy Schumer has a unique one. She lives with her husband, their new baby, and her ex-boyfriend.
Oh.
His name is Kyle Dunnigan, and he's a comedian and actor. He used to also write for Amy's show, the Inside Amy Schumer, which was like a Comedy Central show.
Did you like that show?
That's where I ever knew about Amy Schumer.
Okay.
I would watch that show, and it was, there were some just genius moments on there. She's, you know, I've been an Amy Schumer fan, well, since that show. I've never seen her do stand-up. I mean, other than on tape. He moved in about a month and a half ago to help Amy develop her new Hulu series, Love, Beth. I guess she's going to do a show for Hulu.
Oh, so he's going to be a writer on it?
So he's helping her develop it. And she was like, you know, it would work as if you just moved in with me, my husband, and our baby.
Okay.
And he was like, all right. He goes, her apartment's beautiful. If you saw it, you'd stay too. I'm supposed to leave in 3 weeks, but I don't think I'm going to. It's totally cool with Amy's husband, Chris. Kyle says, we bro out. We play chess, and all the food is really good and free. Her husband is a chef.
Oh.
So the food.
Oh, all right.
The food is delicious.
Some guys are big and brave enough to be able to hang out with someone who's done their wife.
Mm-hmm.
And some guys
can't. Vinny.
Like, no.
Yeah, your ex-boyfriend's not moving.
You can't
in
be around. Forget it.
I don't even want you talking to him much, unless I'm moving.
But your
in
husband's
here.
Like best friends with half the people you've done.
I guess it's because I did them before him, and he just, you know, knew who I was going in, and I changed my ways for him. I changed my evil ways, baby.
Yeah, but he's like, you know, there's
he's
good
very
Rick.
Evolved. You know, he's very
there's Village, there's Whitey, there's
yeah, sure. Well, Whitey's not around.
Keep going.
Whitey, I broke Whitey's heart. He wants nothing to do with us.
Yeah, well.
Oh, boy.
If anything happens
can you
to
blame
John,
him?
Though, I'll reach out to him.
What did you just
say? Well, nothing. I didn't say it. And here's what we'll end with. Gwyneth Paltrow, who we just talked to, her show Goop is, you know, whatever it is, the Goop Lab is on Netflix tonight. She's into some weird wellness stuff. Julianne Hough, though, is in Davos, Switzerland. And she was at the World Economic Forum to help a doctor named John Amaral demonstrate this weird holistic energy releasing voodoo thing that he does. Basically, you lay face down on a table and this guy runs his hands around your body and then yanks an invisible pull string in your butt. I'm not kidding. That is what it looks like.
Here, it's right here on the screen here.
Here we go. This is Julianne Hough laying face down. That is her, right?
Yeah.
All right. So he's going down to her butt and pulling a string, and then is there video for this? She's writhing around. She's doing that yoga move where everything, your back contracts, and I just don't.
That's ridiculous.
And while she's having this moment, I mean, it's going on. He's talking to the audience while she is spasming and
like
jerking
raising her butt up and down.
Raising her butt, raising her legs and head up and
humping the bed, really.
Yeah, it looks like
she
it
looks like she's, and she, I think she's laying on her hands too, so extra hot.
My hands to the side now.
Oh, it is? I can't even see it. Oh, it's hanging down.
Hanging
all right.
That is so dumb.
For real.
Yeah, for real. So he yanks, I'm telling you, he pulled a butt string. That's what happened there.
Okay.
You convulse, you make noises like you're either having the most mind-blowing finish or you're having the grip of Satan himself removed from your spinal column. I'm not sure what it's either an exorcism or a finish.
It doesn't say what the point is?
It's supposed to be allowing your energy that's been bound up in your muscles to dissipate and reorganize around your body or something like that. I mean, some BS.
You know, that guy is brilliant making up crap like that.
Yeah, and getting Julianne,
energy treatment.
Getting Julianne Huff
to
go along with it. She said it made her feel more liberated on the inside.
Oh.
And that's going to do it for your middle trash.
Dumbest thing I've heard all week.
I know. Oh, my God. Can you do that video? I'm like, what is she doing? Is that supposed to be acting?
I don't like seeing people get ripped off by that stuff.
Yeah.
There was a place I worked where they did cellulite removal, some kind of disappearing. It was just lotion and a massage.
Mm.
But they were selling it as this is going to get rid of your...
This will smooth you right out.
And people bought it.
Well, and people want to get rid of
their cellulite.
I know,
but it's just awful. That's what I mean, though. Here you are going, yes, I'll pay to get rid of that. And you're not.
It feels good to get massage, though.
Sure.
Some people like that.
Yeah.
But plain old lotion?
Yeah. But it's a butt and thigh rub, you know. Some people go for that.
Yeah, plus an extra $200.
Right.
Yeah. For your Jergens lotion.
For the lotion. Jergens. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Parking lot. Pooper.
Oh, no, not a pooper in a parking lot.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.